Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Times God gives us new revelation, it means that we've got to stop doing things the way we were doing them before. And I'm going to say some things this morning which fit right into that category, especially concerning how you pray for others and how you minister to them in the name of the Lord. Now, God has been speaking to us these last few days about the power and authority of His name, calling upon His name. The scripture is full. You look at the Psalms, you get one psalm after another, all about calling on the Lord, calling on the name of the Lord. And when I was preaching in the Horsham congregation on Sunday, I pointed out that when the Spirit of God came upon the first disciples and they spilled out into the streets of Jerusalem and the crowd of thousands gathered and Peter and the others stood up and began to preach, Peter quoted from the prophecy of Joel. And the last part of what he quoted simply says this, and everyone, say everyone. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, stroke released, stroke set free, stroke healed. The word can be translated in any of those ways. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be healed. And what you see in the ministry of Jesus is that it says all who came to him, all who called upon him, were healed. Now, that is some way different from our experience. But it needn't be. It's because of the way that you pray for people that you don't see them healed. Hello? Are we ready to receive something? I'm going to take you to some scriptures in a moment. But I want you to understand something. Often I'm in a situation where lots of people come forward for ministry, specifically to be healed. And I'm praying for people, and the power of God is coming upon them. Many of them will fall to the ground, but even if they don't, the power of God obviously has come upon them. Now they still have to receive what God is imparting. But power is being imparted to them, just as you saw when Bengt was praying on Wednesday. And I look at others who are praying, and I see they're having conversations, and they're words. They're prophesying over people. They didn't come forward for a word of prophecy. They came forward to be healed. You start prophesying over somebody, where is the emphasis? Not on the healing, on the prophecy. Let me ask you, when you prophesied over them, were they healed? They came forward to be healed. Not for a word from God. When people came to Jesus to be healed, they didn't come saying, have you got a word for me from the Lord? They wanted to be healed. We think we're being spiritual if we can use the gifts of the Spirit. Here is a word from God for you. They don't want a word from God. They want to be healed. All right, to bring a word from God if it's going to result in the healing. You see, you take the emphasis off of Jesus and onto the word that you're speaking. Whereas the very thing that we need to do when we're praying with people is to ensure that their focus is on Jesus. Not on you, not on the words you're speaking, but on Jesus. Because all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's like a disease, this. I must, if I pray for someone, I must give them a word. No! Heal them! There are times when we pray for one another, and it's right to speak a prophetic word. Sometimes I'm praying with people in my office because they haven't come to be healed. They've come for other reasons. So, yes, God will give me a word for them, a prophetic word. It's the right context for everything. But when we want the power of God, if you pray for people out on the street during this week, they don't want a word from God. They want to get healed. They might not even know it is a word from God if they're not saved. Much more will happen in their lives as a result of getting healed than of hearing you mumbling a few platitudes ostensibly in the name of Jesus. But if they need to be healed, I question whether those words really are what God is wanting in that context. We have reduced the level of expectation from somebody getting healed to somebody simply receiving a word. Now, it's okay if you're praying with people and God gives you a word, that is going to result in the healing because it's part of the whole healing process. But that's going to be a brief word and it's going to result in the healing. You've heard me say it in the movie The Spirit in Luton. Everybody we prayed for the first 15 months got healed. That was because God taught us how to pray for the sick. Some days I would be praying all day long because people were coming from all around, not obviously from our church. They were coming from all around to get healed because in those days healing was not generally happening all over the nation and people heard and they knew what was happening in this church. So they came to get healed. Now, whatever talk I needed to do to people was done before we prayed. But when we prayed, I ensured that the focus was on Jesus. That they were looking to Jesus. I would actually stand behind them so I wouldn't be in the way of their focus on Jesus. I didn't want them to focus on me, focus on Jesus. And I just get them to pray. Very simple. Because not all of them were people of faith. Just simply bring the need before God. And then I would just wait. Until I knew that as soon as I put my hands upon the head of that person, they would be healed. That my whole focus was on Jesus. Not on words. But as soon as I placed my hands on their head, they would be healed. And it was as if the Holy Spirit would say, now. And I just do that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive your healing now, or some words like that, as simple as that. And miracle after miracle took place. The Lord taught me that, how to do that. So simple. Not long words, long prayers, long prophecies, which have got nothing to do with the healing. Are we getting this? So sometimes we have to undo what we've been doing in order to do things in the way that it's going to be more effective. I say there's a right context to bring prophetic words for others, but there's also a wrong context to do that. And you take people's attention off of Jesus, off of the power of the healing that is in his name, and onto your words, the revelation that you bring, and they don't get healed. Do they? Be honest. They don't get healed. They came to be healed. or you wanted them to be healed, and they don't get healed. So, we can only go by results. It's not a good work to pray for people. The results are the fruit of what God does when we pray for people. Now, you see, because the power is in the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter who uses his name, so long as they believe. Anyone who has faith in me, in my name, will do the same things as I've been doing, and greater things still will he do because I go to the Father. Anyone. But you see, where is your focus? On the words you want to speak? Because you're a mighty servant of the Lord who can speak in the name of the Spirit of God. Or is your focus, I'm going to see this person healed. In the name of Jesus. Phew. I knew God wanted me to bring this word this morning, and I was reading something with dear old Smith Wigglesworth. He gives me a go every day. And this morning's little narrative was he was in a train in Sweden, sitting opposite a woman. He had an interpreter with him. He's sitting opposite a woman who looked really downcast. So he asked the woman what was the matter. And she said, I'm on the way to hospital to have one of my legs amputated. Doctors say there is no alternative. It has to be amputated. The train pulled in at a station and a whole lot of other people piled into the carriage. And Smith Wigglesworth was, that's typical of the enemy. Try to distract the whole situation, make it more difficult. So anyway, the train took off again, and he just leant forward to this woman, put his hand on her leg and said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. She jumped up and said, I'm healed! There was no preliminaries, no prophecy, no talk, no anything. Why? Because he knew the power and authority that he had in the name of Jesus. So when it stopped at the next station, the woman got up out and ran up and down the platform and then got back on the train. I like stories like that. They feed my spirit. So, we're not going out to do anything difficult this week. We are only going out to do the impossible. What is impossible for us is possible with God. Now, the revelation that God wants to give you this morning is that you see, when you call on the name of the Lord, instead of just using his name, as I explained on Sunday, when you call on the name of the Lord, the grace of God is released into the situation. Now, the grace of God is not in all those words, those prophetic words, and all those long prayers that you pray, but the grace of God is what God gives. It's what God imparts. So as you pray in the name of Jesus, the grace of God is released into the situation for which you're praying. Whether that's healing or whatever situation, whether you're praying with someone or just praying on your own about a situation, as you call upon the name of the Lord with faith, so the grace of God is released. Now, the scripture that you all know well and that is relevant for this is what Jesus taught Paul. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. See, this is the thing. You recognize God has called me to do the impossible. I can't do it. But nothing is impossible for the power of his name. So in my weakness, I'm not even going to use long prayers and words and prophetic utterances. I'm so weak, all I can do is depend upon the power, the authority of the name of Jesus. We're going to hear mighty things happening this week. I said yesterday, it's not just about the miracles. There's the olives as well as the oranges. Students know what I mean by that. But God does want the oranges. Amen. He wants the mighty works as well as all those little works of love and encouragement. The olives. And again, I quoted on Sunday what Peter said when he was used by God to heal the man at the temple gate. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man has been healed. Just picture the scenario. Here's this beggar. Peter gets his witness for the Spirit. Can you imagine him laying hands on him? I mean, you know, he's just newly filled with the Spirit, and this is a new toy he's got now, a gift of tongues. Can you imagine him doing that? Can you imagine him saying, "Oh, Father, Father, I know nothing is impossible for you. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us the name of Jesus. And oh, Lord, Lord, now we just look to you. I know nothing is impossible for me, but oh, Lord, Lord." Do you think he did that? Do you think he said to the beggar, "I've got a word from the Lord for you. Thus saith the Lord God. I will raise you up and I will heal you and you will rejoice in my..." No, get on with it. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. Excuse me. Jesus said, "The same things that I have done, you will do." That's how he did it. Because he believed it would work. We had somebody who come to faith camp, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago, I suppose now, with a recognized healing ministry. And it was a very, very powerful time. He got everybody praying. But he said, "You've got 15 seconds, I think he said. It might have been 30 seconds to lay hands on the person." He said, "If it's not going to happen in 30 seconds, it won't happen at all." I don't know how many people got healed that week. Very, very powerful time. But you see, he was teaching them, you just lay hands in the name of Jesus, and it's the power of Jesus. It's not your words. It's not your prophecies. It's not your great revelations that are going to do the business. It's the name of Jesus. So obviously you want to get the person focused on Jesus. But that's where your focus needs to be. As I was praying about this very early this morning, are you ready for this? This is what the Lord said to me. He said, when people pray for others and give them these prophetic words, it's a sign of their unbelief. That they didn't really believe for the healing, so they settle for something less. That is in their comfort zone. And they think that, therefore, I am glorified because they brought a word instead of seeing the healing. Listen, I'm being as challenged as much by what I'm saying as you are. Or encouraged, because the truth both encourages and challenges. But you see, what is faith? Faith is expressed in expectation. When you pray with faith, you pray with expectation. And actually, your faith is what you expect to happen as a result of your prayer. So it's easy for us to say, you know, we believe the Lord your God is going to heal you. But that's not what we're there to do. It's simple. When we make things complicated, it's because of unbelief, not because of faith. Again, the Lord was saying to me this morning, remember Moses? When I told him to speak and the water would come out of the ground, and what did he do? He added to what I said. Because that's what I'd done on a previous occasion. And he hit the rock. And for doing that, God did not allow him to enter the promised land. He could only see it, but he couldn't enter it. And the Lord said to me, that's the fruit of adding to what it is I am wanting to do in a situation. You add what you think, or what you want to do, or what you are comfortable in doing. Instead of just trusting me to fulfill my word. Are we getting something here? I'm helping you, you see. Because you haven't got to go out with mighty revelations. You've just got to go out in the name of Jesus. You've just got to go out in the power and authority of that name. You've just got to have the boldness to speak and to do what he tells you to do. I mean, you've heard me say many times before, you know, Jesus says you won't be heard for your many words. Why do people use many words? Because they don't believe that few words would work. And if you don't believe few words will work, your trust is not really in Jesus. Your trust is in your words that you are speaking. Can you see that it's possible for people to have faith in their prayer rather than faith in Jesus? Hello? But faith in your prayer doesn't cut it. It's the name of Jesus. So, you know, if I said to you, pray for one another, I guarantee, if I'd said to you, right, let's all stand up and pray for one another as we go out today, you'd all have started having words, you know, oh, the Lord is saying to you, bum, 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 bum. Wouldn't you? And you'd think, oh, yeah, that was good. Real, really in the spirit this morning. Gave him a great word, gave her a great encouragement. Whereas what we want is the impartation of the anointing for what God is calling you to do today. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Let's hear some scripture. Just going to, you don't have to keep turning, but just listen. Psalm 145. The Lord is near to all who call on him. See, you call on him, the Lord is near. To all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry. Crying from your heart in the name of Jesus. You did it last week, but I mean, how much have you done since last week? See, if God brings revelation and you don't follow up the revelation, then what was the point of receiving the revelation? Revelation only becomes effective when it's put into practice. Are you there? Hallelujah. I've got so many here, and you know, I know some of you think I shouldn't be too long because you've got to go out and get on with the business. But I want to make sure that when you go out and get on with the business happens. Psalm 116, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call upon him as long as I live. See, calling upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, I love it, don't you? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. Oh, it's good stuff. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Psalm 105. I call upon the Lord, and the Lord saves me. Psalm 55, verse 16. That's a good one. I call upon the name of the Lord, and the Lord saves me. The Lord heals me. The Lord delivers me. The Lord provides for me. Why? Because I call upon the name of the Lord. Now, when God brings us fresh weather, there's lots more I could. Oh, I'll just give you one more from Psalm 91. This is all about, you know, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty, and so on. And it says at the end of that psalm, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Why? Because he's calling on the name of the Lord, not just using the name of the Lord, not praying a load of words and saying in the name of Jesus, not bringing all these mighty revelations, but calling on the name of the Lord. If any of you have read about revivals that happened in former centuries, Wesley's time and subsequent to that, and I've told you before in the chapels that They had the seeker's bench, or the penitent's bench. They call it the penitent's bench. And the unsaved people would come forward and they'd start calling on the name of the Lord. Nobody would minister to them, they wouldn't lay hands on them, they wouldn't lead them to Jesus. They would call on the name of the Lord until they knew they had peace with God. And the question that they used to ask in those revival times was not, have you been saved, but have you made your peace with God? But they learned, you see, right at the beginning, you call on the name of the Lord. Or else they had the seeker's room, which is usually behind the pulpit. And the unsaved people went in there, and they just stayed there calling on the name of the Lord till they knew that they were saved. Till they knew they'd made peace with God. That's a great way to start your Christian life, isn't it? Not because somebody says, open your heart and ask Jesus to come in, but because you meet with God, because your focus is on Jesus. I mean, you begin that way. I think you're probably going to continue that way, don't you? And, I mean, when you're talking to unsaved people, simple thing to do, just call on the name of Jesus. You don't have to preach them a long sermon about why. Just get them to do it and they'll see that it works. Keep it simple, my friends. Because the simple things work best. Hallelujah. Are you all happy? You don't all look happy. But you see, isn't God merciful? You see, he says, look, I'm just sending you out to do some very simple things. I'm not sending you out because you've got to come with some mighty revelation from above. I'm just sending you out. I'm commissioning you to go in my name, with the authority of my name, with the power of my name. Whether you're students or team, as you go out, it's the name of Jesus that is going to work. If that's what we believe. But let me just say this to you. If you don't believe it, how can you expect the person you're talking to believe it? See, faith is contagious. There was an occasion when it was a Saturday morning, and I was trying to have a day off, so I was having a bit of a lie-in, which is very, very unusual for me. But that particular morning I was. And just after, I think it was about 8:30, something like that, there's a knock on the door. Caroline goes and answers it. And she comes up to me, and she says, there's a man downstairs, he's traveled 40-odd miles because he wants you to pray for him to be healed. So I said, well, what's wrong with him? So he said, his whole jaw is out here somewhere. His whole mouth is swollen. So I sort of hurriedly get up and throw a few clothes on. And as I come down the stairs, he's standing in the hallway with his face out here. And I took one look at him and thought, you need a dentist, mate. That was my immediate result. Sometimes, you know, we look at a situation and we just see the natural. He said to me, I know if you pray for me, God will heal me. And I wanted to say to him, look, it's got nothing to do. No, I think he said, if you pray for me, I will be healed. That's it. If you pray for me, I will be healed. And I am instinctively wanted to say to him, no, look, it's got nothing to do with me praying. And as clear as anything, the Holy Spirit said to me, say nothing. Do what he says. So I said, okay, I prayed for him. The Sunday evening, you know, we had this open meeting where hundreds of people would come from all over. And on that Sunday evening, he came back. He drove all the way back. And he said, do you think I could stand up and give a testimony? His jaw was perfectly normal. And you know, he just gave the testimony. I came and Colin prayed for me and God healed me. And when I talked to the Lord about this, see, he said, that was his faith. That was his faith. He didn't want a sermon, but he believed if you prayed for him in the name of Jesus, he would be healed. He might not have expressed it that way. He was a Christian. He was a born-again man, so he knew the Lord. But you see, you knew that all you had to do was not look at the situation, the circumstances, but to pray in my name. And this is the trouble, isn't it? We so often look at the situation and we think this situation demands something big, some mighty revelation, some long prayer, some word from God, some something to inspire faith. Whereas actually, the temple, the beggar at the temple gate, in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. Lazarus, come out! A couple of words in the Greek. Not many words. Faith. I explained on Sunday, and I'll just finish with this. You see, Jesus said to the disciples, the Last Supper, up to now, you have not asked anything in my name. But now, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. My beloved friends, you see, all these prayer promises Jesus gave, they're a challenge to me as they're a challenge to you. I would do whatever you ask in my name. Well, if we ask and use the name and we don't see it happen, then we haven't asked in his name. We haven't believed that the power is in the name. Otherwise, it would have happened. So, we bring the situation to the Lord, but we don't focus on the situation. We focus on the one to whom we're bringing the situation. And you see, as I explained the other day, when we do that, it's the Lord's responsibility to answer the prayer of faith. It's the Lord's responsibility to honor his name. And the Lord never fails to fulfill his responsibility. All we have to do is our little part in just being the instrument of his grace, knowing his power is made perfect in our weakness. So, beloved, don't go out with a load of words. Go out with Jesus. If you pray with people, don't use a load of words. Just get them to focus on Jesus. You speak in the name of Jesus. You expect Jesus to come upon that person. And you know that from that moment, the whole situation is in the hands of Jesus. If you see instantaneous things happen, hallelujah. But even if you don't, the situation is in the hands of Jesus. You have done what God called you to do. Hallelujah. So it's exciting, isn't it? And when you pray with one another, not just this morning, but any time, especially, you know, when you're in a meeting, you need to listen. You really need to listen to whoever is leading the meeting, because if somebody is leading a meeting in the power of the Spirit, and he opens the way, God opens the way for a time of ministry, you need to listen to what the guy is saying, and not pray in other ways. It's not a sort of a general prayer time. It's because God wants to do specific things in the lives of specific people at that specific time. It's not a sort of a general, let's have a prayer and a word from God time. God is intentional. And if there's an anointing upon a meeting for healing, then we need to see the healings happen. Not a whole lot of other stuff. You didn't see Banked on Wednesday having words from God for all those who came forward. He was imparting. How many times you heard me say, when you lay hands, you're imparting. It's like, here it is. Here's the answer. Here's the power. Here's the anointing of God. And you might not need to lay hands on people in the street, but you can speak it. name of Jesus. But use the name. Especially if it's a Muslim, in the name of Jesus. Let them see he's more than a prophet. He's the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Come on, let's stand. Hallelujah. I want you to come into the middle here. Raise your hands to the Lord. Look to him. And thank him that he has commissioned you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, how has he commissioned you? To go in my name. So thank him. Come on, just lift your hands and begin to thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've commissioned me to go in your name. Can you turn the other mic on? Commission to go in his name. So you have the authority of his name to speak to people in his name, to heal people in his name, to set people free in his name. To show people how to call upon his name. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. All over Horsham, all over Crawley, all over Worthing. People proclaiming the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be healed. Puparasata paharasa handuma. Poharasa pahaya paparanandama. Oh, paparasarabaria leto bakalasandama. Oh, paparasarabaria leto bakalasandaria leto bakalasida. Oh, paparasarabaria leto bakalasandaria leto ba. Oh, paparasarabaria leto bakalasandaria leto bakalasida. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, you're going out with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So the Lord will often give you revelation. Not that you can just pray prophetic words, but so you know how to pray, how to address the situation, what to say to the person. So use the gifts of the Spirit, but everything in its right order, everything in its right place, at the right time. See, that's the point. But just remember what the Lord said. Sometimes we just pray words and even prophetic words over people because we don't really believe the healing will happen. So we settle for something less. Well, if you settle for something less, they'll settle for something less and they'll receive something less. All they'll get is a word from God instead of their healing. It's simple, really. You know, when the Lord says it, it's always simple. You think, oh, why didn't I think of that? Yeah. So obvious, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's just get things right. Thank you, Lord, that everything that is going to happen in your name is for your glory. That we're going to see you glorified in people we speak to, as well as people we pray for. But we're going to see you glorified in many lives this week. We're going to see you glorified in the healings that take place.
We're going to see you glorified in the miraculous way in which you open up the way for us. We thank you, Lord, for the miraculous way in which you are going to give us entrance into people's hearts because of the way your Spirit will lead us and guide us. Thank you, Lord, that we have sensitivity to the leading of your Spirit, but boldness when it comes to prayer, full of expectation. So we just stand against the spirit of fear, because you have not given us a spirit of fear that is afraid that if we do things, nothing will happen, that if we pray in the name of Jesus, God won't honor that name. No, we don't have that spirit of fear. We have a spirit of power and of love and of right thinking, sound mind. Hallelujah. So just thank the Lord you're going out with a spirit of power, that the kingdom of God is within you. And the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. So you have the power of the Spirit, the power of his name, the power of his kingdom. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Puparasata bare leto bakalazanduma. Bazarabare leto bakalazandare leto bakalazanduma. Bazanare leto bakalazita di sanduma. Now, you often listen to my stories, but I'm going to be listening to your stories. I'm going to be listening to your stories, what you see God do, the miracles, the healings. Not just those things, but the other things as well. You know, as I said yesterday, it's not just the miracles, because you're sowing seed. You're sowing good seed all the time into people's lives. And sometimes that seed is going to take a little time to germinate, but that doesn't mean we just sow seeds. Because, you know, according to my Bible, the sower and the reaper are going to go out together. So what you can do this week is both sow and reap. Amen? So you keep sowing, but you also reap when you have the opportunity. And one of these words from Psalms, where it says that when the Lord revives his people, they call upon his name. I thought, that's neat. God, that's good. I'd never sort of quite seen it in that way before, because I think what God has been doing all this week, all this term, especially in 36 days, he's been reviving us. There's been a process of revival. And there's just those who are revived will call, those whom the Lord revives will call upon the name of the Lord. And I thought, yes, you've been reviving us, and now you brought us to the place where we call upon your name. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Puparasarabari aletu bakalasandama. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, you've given to each one the authority and power of your name. Thank you, Lord, that each one of us can go out in your name and see great exploits according to your word. So we thank you for all the seed that will be sown this week, but we thank you also for the reaping that will take place. And we just give you all the glory. Lord, our faith, at least my faith, I don't know what, I can't tell what others are believing. But my faith is that this week, many will be added to to the three congregations. Not just the miracles, not just the sowing, but as a result of whatever happens, many will be added and become disciples. Hallelujah. Can we agree with that? Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your holy name. So, Lord, we thank you. You have prepared good things for each one to walk in. You haven't prepared good things for some and nothing for others. You prepared good things for everyone. And thank you, Lord, those good things are going to be actually realized, that your Holy Spirit is going to lead each one into the realization of those good things. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. Let's have a shout of praise for Jesus. Hallelujah! Jesus! Jesus! Woo! Hallelujah!
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.